Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 377. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Tommy Stinson. That song is called Breathing Room, and it is the A-side of a single called LMAO, which came out last year sometime on Cobra Side Records. I picked up that 7-inch when I caught Tommy celebrating his 50th birthday in Dallas at a small club called Double Wide just about a week ago. And in fact, if you want that 7-inch, it's all yours. Let's give that away to the first person who tweets at me saying you want it, it's yours, I'll ship it off to you. White vinyl. Very rare, or probably not, but whatever. Let's see, I've got lots of music for you this week. We should just get into playing some more of it. This is a song by Never Young. It's called Beta Male Erotica.
You're you're being pessimistic, always leaning up against the wall.
Ripped through a wonderful set of punk rock there, didn't we? Ending things off with Boys from Cincinnati, Ohio. That song is called Sunday School. That's on the band's 2013 demo. I think it was a 4-song demo there that they put out themselves. I think the band is still around. In fact, I think I saw them on a Warped Tour recently, so hopefully we'll see a full length from them sooner rather than later. There are, of course, a million bands named Boys or The Boys, and all of them are very good. So just buy whatever you see, and you'll be pleasantly surprised with what you get. Before that, we heard from Color TV, a band from Vancouver, BC. That song is called Meat Wagon, and that's on the band's self-titled EP. Came out August of this year, I think. Self-released there. I'm not sure if that's on vinyl or not. I only picked that up on the band's Bandcamp, and I really, really enjoy that. Kind of reminds me of Parquet Courts in a noisy, garagey, punk sort of way that normally I'm not really into, but boy, they do it right. And then we started that set off with Never Young. That's a band, I think, from San Francisco. The song I played was called Beta Male Erotica, and that's on the Singles Tape 2 Softbank, which will be out on October 14th on Father Daughter Records. And again, that one's a very smart EP there, so pick that one up when you can. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Now is the part of the podcast where I need to apologize to the indie pop kids. I got a couple of heavy tracks coming here, so you're going to have to sit through these ones to get to the goodness at the end if you're not inclined for loud guitars or Vikings or black metal or... Anyway, this is Skull Mold. Just keeps going. That is Dark Throne with Arctic Thunder. That is the title track from the band's new album, out October 14th on Peace Frog Records, that band from Oslo in Norway. And definitely one of my favorite black metal bands, because, I mean, they're just so heavy metal about that, and those riffs, so big. Anyway, before that, we heard from Skalmold with the track Nivellir from the album Vaguvisar Yggdrasalis. Ooh, sounds like I was too far off. Let's check in with my friend Ragnar Olofsson to see how that was supposed to be pronounced.
You almost had it. The band's name is pronounced Skalmöld, the song is Niðavellir, and the album is Vögguvísur Yggdrasils.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how Icelandic is supposed to be pronounced. Apologies to the band, and thank you very much to Ragnar for helping me out there. I guess we're out of time here. Let's get the business out of the way. You've been listening to Too Much Rock podcast number 377. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites, including Twitter and Facebook at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, let's see. The 14th, La Sera is playing at the Riot Room, or White Fang is playing at the Record Bar. The 15th, Shonen Knife at the Record Bar. The 15th is that Fed Up Fest at Grinders. Hippocampus is playing that, and I don't know, a couple of other bands. I don't know anything about that, but it seems to be drawing some interest, and it all, I think, feeds Harvester Food Bank, so that's good, even though I think Grinders is a shit venue run by a shit guy. On the 18th, Bad Religion is playing at the Midland, or Rasputina is playing at the Riot Room. The 20th, Malevolent Creation is at the Riot Room. And Bongzilla is actually at the Riot Room that same night, and I think those are separate shows. I still don't know the answer to that one, but I'll find out by next week for you. On the 21st, Share UK is at the Record Bar, or Group Love is playing at the Uptown. The 22nd, Too Much Rock single release party at Mills Record. You can see Hipshot Killer and Verma Cross playing that show. And then on the 22nd, walk across the street afterwards and see Black Pussy playing at Riot Room. On the 26th, Dean Ween and the Meat Puppets are at the Record Bar. On the 28th, Margot Price at Knuckleheads. 29th, Cave Girls are playing at Davies. And then 31st, Beach Slang is at Tank Room with Bleached. And of course, as we've heard, James is going to be solo on those Beach Slang shows. He had some personnel issues, someone accused of sexual assault, so he dropped the band and just went out solo. And so that's what we'll be seeing on Halloween. Looking in November, Sturgill Simpson on the 1st at Midland, Car Seat Headrest the 3rd at the Bottleneck, the 4th and 5th is Apocalypse Meow at Mills and then at the Record Bar. And then Laura Stevenson the 7th, Napalm Death the 9th, the Anniversary playing the 9th at the Record Bar, No Effects 17th, and Harmar Superstar on the 22nd. So some shows out there a bit for you. I think next week, or even next week afterwards, we'll talk about that Apocalypse Meow benefit, because that's an important one that happens every year, and we'll see if we can get Rhonda to come and talk to us about that one. Looking at the website, you'll find photos and video out there of the Taco Cat, Daddy Issues, Wendy Mora, and Wasted Adolescence show, photos and videos out there of the Via Luna, Bronze Chorus, Humph, and Wolf the Rabbit show at the Riot Room, and probably photos out there of the L-Storm and NecroGoblicon show as well by the time you listen to this one. Anyway, as I said, we're out of time. I got one track left. Let's go and play it here. This is American Football with the song Home is Where the Haunt Is. This is from the band's self-titled, but second self-titled album. Comes out October 21st on Polyvinyl Records. I'm giving you a little early spin here. Definitely sounds like an Owen album to me more than anything else, but that's not a bad thing at all, because I love Owen albums. So, after a podcast that punished you with some Viking metal and some black metal, now we're going to ease into something that's a little acoustic, a little emo maybe. They really had that emo reputation, but I don't know. I shouldn't feel it, but whatever. Anyway, this is American Football. The song is Home is Where the Haunt Is. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
Accidental version of yours. can't just forgive. All the other lives you live, the ghost in the corner of the room knows how you're feeling, 'cause you're dead to him too. Some things never change. Maybe that's okay.